Pitcher of the Year, as voted on by Blue Jays uniform personnel, players, coaching staff, manager, Mark Burley, outdistancing Casey Jansen, 21 votes to 7. Mark, congratulations.
Thank you. I don't know if it's a... I don't feel like I had that good of a year, so that means we are in trouble pretty much all year with pitchers. But, you know, I went out there and took the ball and tried to do what I can do every 5 days. That's all I know how to do. So it's, you know, it's nice to that your coaches and players think highly of you like that.
Especially a guy coming onto the scene. I mean, there were a lot of expectations, I think, of you as a person coming into this clubhouse this year, and I think those were all fulfilled. I mean, you had rave reviews as a teammate from everyone.
Well, I mean, I think obviously the stuff on the field, you know, that's you're going to have good and bad days. But I think being a person in the clubhouse, that's just the way I was raised. I just was taught to respect people no matter who you are. It's, you know, respect your teammates and they're going to respect you back. So I just try to have fun, try to keep everybody loose. And you know, I don't feel like I do anything special. It's just the way that my parents raised me, and just go out there and behave the right way.
Obviously, the year didn't go the way anybody wanted to here in Toronto. You guys have a chance today to sweep the Rays out of the playoffs, which has got to feel nice. But rather than the what went off the rails question, I want to ask you, because it's been 2 years in a row that you've been on a team that's had a bunch of new people come in. Does it really take that long to get used to each other? Is there a feeling out process? I mean, we're kind of hearing that a lot now, the first month or so, and with everybody gone for a lot of spring training, it was hard for this team to come together. Is that true?
I mean, I'm sure there was a little bit of that. You know, the World Baseball Classic guys were leaving, but I mean, I think the biggest thing that happened was injuries. I mean, look at, I don't think we had our projected lineup out there very many, if at all. You know, with Lori was out at the beginning, then Reyes missed 2 months. So if anything, I think it was probably hard to gel just because guys are on the DL, guys weren't here playing together as a group. So, and then guys switching positions, Laurie was at third and then second and back to third. You had a couple different second basemen. I think it was just the fact that so many guys got hurt and weren't able to gel together. And, you know, it's, I mean, obviously I said in spring training, we play a long season, but we got to avoid the being on the injured list and guys getting hurt. So, unfortunately that didn't happen this year.
And it's amazing that when you look at the 25-man roster that was supposed to start the season, Brett Laurie starts on the DL. Nobody made it out alive. I mean, you and R.A. Dickey and J.P. and Lind avoided the DL, but they all had things that were bothering them for a month or so, and you get knocked out of your last game with a line drive off the leg. It was like no one could make it through.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's I mean, obviously guys are going to have nagging injuries from here to there, you know, a long course of a long season. So it's just, you know, try to avoid the DL, maybe take a few days off. But, I mean, but guys having surgery and guys going down for months at a time, I mean, when your team's not out there and your lineup's not out there, it's hard to do anything.
As we wrap this thing up, when you look at the talent in that room with a tweak here or there, how confident are you that the story will be much different next year?
Again, I mean, I hope so. But at the same time, we got to stay off the DL. You know, no matter how good of a team Alex puts together, gets guys in here, if guys are going to be hurt and on the DL and the team's not out there, it's like I said, it's going to be tough. So hopefully guys kind of got the injuries out of the way this year and come back next year stronger and can stay out on the field.
Last thing before we let you go, at the beginning of the year, you got off to a rough start, which was not unusual for you, but there were a lot of people saying, oh, he doesn't want to be here and he doesn't like Toronto and all that stuff. After a season's gone by, what do you think of this place, this team, this city?
I mean, I told people before, you know, before I traded here, this probably wouldn't be one of the spots that I would choose to play. You know, come here as a visitor, and it's just a lot of the little things that you experience as a visiting player. But I've told guys now, if I was a free agent coming into this year and knowing what I know now about this team and the organization and the fans and you know, the city, I would sign here as a free agent. So you know, obviously it wasn't the most ideal situation with the dogs and the family not being here, but the wife, you know, wife and kids did a lot of traveling to come see us, and we made it work.
Mark Burley, Blue Jays Pitcher of the Year, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you in Dunedin.
All right, thank you.